But we will now lighten you up with some peaceful meditation so you can let go of all the burdens in the world. That's why people do levitate. They let go so much. Let go, let go, let go until there's nothing left, so they float to the ceiling. Who knows? But make sure you don't bump your head on the ceiling if you do that this evening. Okay, here we go. So please close your eyes. With your eyes closed, it helps let go of the world, because most of your mind and your brain is taken up with sight. When you close your eyes, you've got more brain left to deal with more interesting things. So use the extra capacity to first of all feel your body, to experience the sensations in the body as you're sitting down, so that you can adjust the body accordingly. If there's anything you need to do to adjust the body to make it more comfortable, please do so. It takes a few seconds, maybe a couple of minutes even, before the mindfulness, the sensitivity, can be strong enough to pick up the feelings of the body. For many of us, we're so busy, we haven't got time to attend to the muscles of our physical frame, which is why we get aches and pains and even sicknesses. Now we become aware of our legs, our bottom, our back, arms and head. To become aware of the feelings in our limbs and our torso and our head. If there's anything you can do to make the body more comfortable, please do so. This is not just an exercise in comfort. It's also a preliminary exercise in mindfulness, especially awareness of the present moment. Because by attending to your physical feelings, you're also learning to place the attention in the now, where the feelings arise. So just be with the body a little bit longer. Any tense parts of the body, just relax. Sometimes all you need is awareness of that tension, that ache. Just awareness is often enough to relax that part of the body and to ease the ache. Or if you like, you can try a method I use. Whenever you have a painful part of the body, instead of trying to push that pain away, you expand that pain. Expand that area until it fills the whole body. It dilutes the pain as it spreads further, as it increases in its area. You keep on expanding that feeling, because as it expands further and further, it gets weaker and weaker. Just like ice melts into water and water into a cloud, and cloud vaporizes until it disappears as it spreads throughout the universe. So don't keep the pain in one spot. Spread it out to dilute it, to literally vaporize it as it spreads to all corners and becomes weaker in the spreading. just allowing the mind to settle in the present. Deliberately letting go of all that has gone before. What is past is unchangeable, so it does not make any sense to bring it up now and allow the past to burden the present. The future is completely uncertain, unknowable, unpredictable. So we leave the future until later, understanding the best way to have happiness in the future is to make peace in the present. So we embrace this moment we call now and imbue it with a sense of interest and value. If we value the present, it will stay. just letting go of everything which has passed, avoiding the future, and valuing this moment of peace and freedom we call now. And go deeper into the present moment. So in this moment happening now, there's no time to give it a name. Being with the feelings, the thoughts, the sounds. Greeting each one as they arrive, but not holding a conversation with any of them. So we know the moment, rather than talking about it. Knowing in silence. If you wish to focus on the breath now, ask yourself, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? And notice what sensation it is that tells you whether this is an in-breath or an out-breath happening now. And focus on that sensation of breathing. So we just know, breath going in, breath going out. And relaxing until the breath becomes natural again. When you first watch it, it will be uncomfortable. When you relax, it becomes a natural, normal breath. You're just watching a simple object at peace with the moment, with the breath and its rhythm. Just like you when you were in your mother's womb or on her tummy, feeling the gentle rise and fall of your mother's abdomen. Focusing on the breath brings the same sense of ease, comfort and peace. Just being with the movement of the breath. very close to the end of the meditation period now. This time I ask you to notice how you feel inside. To recognize the quality of peace, freedom, of inner happiness. To notice what meditation provides. And how refreshing is this experience of peace. And also reflect on what brought about this state of inner rest. So you understand how meditation works. How we go from letting go of past and future, stay in the present, to go into the center of the present where there's silence and the thoughts don't have a space. And then onto the breath, focusing on this gentle movement of air in and out. To provide the peace, the freedom, the stillness of meditation. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for that 3rd time, it's a signal to come out from your meditation. At the 3rd ringing of the gong. Excellent.